I interviewed Skip Maloney about this play several months ago. And, you know, I asked him about the relationship between Pope Francis and Bill Maher. One of the things he said is that, you know, Bill Maher has always been just abrasive against religion. I mean, Bill Maher he has no respect for religion. And yet Bill Maher actually said that he likes Pope Francis.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He calls him Pope Frank.
Can you illuminate a little bit about that dynamic?
I think Bill Maher likes Pope Francis because Pope Francis isn't continuing in this centuries-old tradition of our word is the rule. There is no deviation. You cannot go to heaven if you do X, Y, and Z. And Pope Francis has softened a lot of that in terms of addressing Catholic dogma. And it's made him popular throughout the world. It's opened up the Catholic faith to a lot of people who would not have been allowed to participate in it years ago. And Bill Maher appreciates that. Whether he's religious or not, he's got to appreciate a leader of a religious group who is willing to alter his church's format as the world progresses. You know, time changes all things, and Pope Francis is moving with the times, as is Pope Thomas. And I think anybody who follows world events has to appreciate that, even someone who is a hardline atheist. This leader who's willing to take on some pretty powerful forces who likely don't want to give up that authority and control that they have over their parishioners.
You know, another thing about Pope Francis is his authentic concern for people in poverty.
Well, and he's done away with a lot of the frivolous trappings of Pope's past. He doesn't, you know, have this grand exotic lifestyle. He eschews a lot of these gilded ceremonial things for, hey, let me put my hands on people. Let me meet people. Let me really actively do something face to face with human beings and not be this character on a pontifical throne.
That's right. That's right, which is one of the lines. I think one of the things that Skip has done with the Pope in the very first or your first introduction to the Pope, and I won't give it away because I think it's really – I kind of think it's amazing the way he's done it, that it shows the Pope to be a man of the people. And that he had very, I don't know, for lack of a better word, plebeian upbringing. Okay. He talks about growing up, the things that they did in his youth, which was as common a task as tending to our animals. Okay. I envision the guy having sheep in his front room, to tell you the truth. I mean, he's that kind of a guy. And the way Skip has introduced the Pope, I think, brings that out. He is a man of the people, absolutely.
I mean, it's like Pope Francis. He was formerly a bouncer at a bar. You know, that's a relatable thing that, you know, that he's had some normal real-world experience. He's not some kid who was sequestered away and prepared for leadership from his, you know, teen years. He was out in the world living in a real life, and I think that is what makes him able to relate to real-world normal people.
Politically, does this play have an agenda?
I wouldn't say that it has an agenda in terms of highlighting one view or another. It does bring up a number of political points of view. I feel that it fairly represents them. Some characters defend their point of view louder than others, and some choose other strategies to defend their point of view. But it gives you a lot to think about in the end, no matter what side you fall on. I think the timing of this show, which takes place a year ago from this current point in time and is premiering right before a new presidential cycle begins. In fact, we have a show on Inauguration Day. these thoughts that come from a year ago are all still very present in many of our minds today. And I feel like if you've been suffering from political angst or political if you've overdosed on it the last several months, it's a great way to work out your feelings towards what has happened in the last few months with regards to elections or any other political news. I think we've all felt overwhelmed by it, whether our side came out victorious or not. And I feel that this show is a wonderful opportunity for dialogue between both sides of the aisle. And I think people could come away having perhaps seen the other side for what its beliefs are.
Well, there is a focal point, okay, of one of the issues of today, all right, and but I think it's treated very fairly. Okay, there are the pro and the con side are very well portrayed, and I think to tell you the truth, I think some people are going to be very angry. I think they're going to walk away very angry on both sides of the issue, all right? But if they think about it and how it was presented, they should, after they think about it, it's like road rage, you know? You flip some guy off and then you get out of the car and say, oh, my God, why did I do that? That was terrible, you know? And I think people, once they leave the theater and have a chance to think about it, I think they will see that it was presented very, very fairly. I think Skip did a wonderful job.
Indeed.
You're not going to tell me what that issue is, are you?
No. We are not. Why would you ask that? Why would you want us to give away probably the most salient point within the play?
Because you've made me curious.
Well, then you need to come and see it.
And one of the things, you know, he was saying that some people will react viscerally to the way things are discussed in the show, and they certainly may, but there's also a point in the play that discusses the lack of ability to deal with and understand nuance as part of our ability to take in news, to take in information, to process that information. And it's so much easier to hear someone say something you disagree with and immediately get angry about it and say, wrong, you're a liar, or whatever your reaction is to that. It takes a lot more depth to hear something, disagree with it, consider it, then come away still disagreeing with it, but you don't have to be angry about it because someone else expressed their opinion. That's something I feel that we've lost, a civility of discourse. The show doesn't always have civility of discourse, certainly. However, I think, again, if you pay attention and you listen to what's said, then you will come away realizing that both sides were given an opportunity to express their point of view. And, you know, again, maybe one side does it a little more vehemently than the other in the show. And I feel that people, no matter what side of the issues you fall on, are able to take something away.